Hello again, friends and neighbors. I am so sorry. I'm going to have to record an addendum to this post because, well, I was waffling too much and apparently have not learned the art of conciseness. So in order to finish my story, I am going to have to create a second post. I do apologize. After this, I promise there will be no more multi-part booze. So, my neighbor Loma, last night, was able to determine that my screen was saying, "Preparing to configure Windows, do not turn off your computer." But it had frozen. We waited and waited, and to no avail. It was not moving or doing anything, and there was absolutely no speech because it hadn't even brought up the logon screen yet. So Kim said, very kindly, I must say she was so helpful last night, and I'm extremely grateful for that. She's been such a good friend. Kim said, "I'll look up online what to do in a case like this and see if we can find some helpful information." And she did. And she said, "Okay, I think I know what to do. We've probably got this situation in hand." So I told Loma she could go. Anyway, we tried a bunch of suggestions that Kim found online. Nothing worked. We tried Control-Alt-Delete. We tried hitting Enter. We tried tapping the power button. The computer would not respond at all. And as I said, I was totally freaking because I thought at this point that my computer was not going to restart properly and that I would have to somehow get it to a person that could help me reformat it or something like that. God knows who that would be. Kim's dad is actually very helpful when it comes to stuff like that, but he is in Florida right now and will be for another couple of weeks. So we waited and waited and waited, and the computer would not restart. So Kim looked up some more stuff, and she said, "You know what, Shannon, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to do an illegal shutdown, I think. Even though the screen specifically tells you, do not turn off your computer." She said, "I think it's the only way this is going to work, and we just have to hope and pray that Windows is going to restart normally." So I did an illegal shutdown, and again, the computer was not starting up the way it should be. So I had to go and get my neighbor again, poor thing, and again ask her for help. And what had happened was the computer started in safe mode, which is not accessible to us blind folk. So she was able to tell me, it says something like, "Windows could not shut down properly." There was a whole rigmarole about why it couldn't shut down and various errors and such. Windows update error 141 and all this nonsense. So she said, "There's a list of options that you can choose from, and restart Windows normally is highlighted." So we were going to click on that, and then before we could, for some reason it decided to start normally itself, and Windows did start, glory to God. My neighbor is really funny. I'm actually quite glad to be living next to her. I had been in such a hurry to try and figure out what was wrong with this computer that I left my shoes in the hall, and she noticed, and she said, "Hey, who left their shoes out in the hall?" And I said, "Oh, that was me, I'm sorry. I was worried about my computer." And she said, "Oh, you're messy, aren't you?" And of course, she was totally joking. So that gave me a good laugh. And then she said, "You should see my apartment." And she added, "Actually, it's probably a good thing you can't see." So I was very grateful for her help last night as well, and also her ability to make me laugh. So anyhow, to make a long story short, folks, Windows did restart. I got onto the logon screen and was able to enter my password, and all was well. But then we had to finish doing what this article told us to do, which was to go into Windows Update in the control panel, check for updates again, and hide the ones that we did not ever want to be installed. Now, as I say, Microsoft is incredibly insidious. So in my list of optional updates, down at the very bottom, there was one that said, "Get the free Windows 10 upgrade." And it was checked, as in ready to install, even though it was an optional update and should not have been checked. So I unchecked it immediately, and even though the article didn't tell me it was going to be there, I hid that update as well. So I have officially killed Windows 10, at least for now. I am very happy about this, I must say, even though I had to go through some rather stressful experiences to do it. Now the Get Windows 10 message is totally gone from my system tray. Of course, Microsoft really, really, really wants people to get this Windows 10 upgrade, so they'll probably come up with some other ways for people to have to deal with that. But for now, all is well. I wanted to make sure that my computer would restart normally again, so last night I was way too tired to do that, so I did it this morning. And I tell you, folks, my computer restarted much faster now that those bloomin' updates are gone than it had in a long time. The logon screen came up really fast. My screen reader launched really quickly when I entered my password. Yeah, it just seems now that that crap is gone out of my system, it seems to be a heck of a lot faster. Now, if only I could fix the fan. So, Windows 10 is officially dead to me for the time being. Yay! Sorry it took me so long to tell you all about this. I kind of wish I hadn't had to go through this, but at the same time, I do feel that it happened exactly at the right time, because Kim was there and my neighbor was home, and it all worked out for the best. Now, of course, eventually I will get a Windows 10 machine. There's just no way around it, unless I want a Mac, which I don't. I really don't. Windows is much more versatile, I think, for a blind person, annoying though it can be. So yes, I will have to bite the bullet and next year, in the new year, get a Windows 10 machine. But then, you see, I'll want it at that time. And I will have the means and the wherewithal to deal with it. I do not want it now. Thank you very much. Stupid bloody Microsoft. Ugh. Anyway, as I say, all's well that ends well. And my computer is, other than this, the poor fan, running like a charm. So, I plan on having a nice weekend, hopefully free of any computer-related worries. And I have rambled your ears off again, as usual, so I will cease and desist and talk to you later. Bye for now!